Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back to lesson number four. This is chapter number four in your book, and it's an introduction to outlining. So the objectives of this particular lesson are you're going to be able to write the key verse for memory. You'll be able to define the term outline. You're going to read an outline, and you're going to create an outline. And our key verse is found in Ezekiel 3:10. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. So, the basic Bible survey 1 includes an outline of the Old Testament book of the Bible. The outlines provide an overview of the general content of God's Word, and more detailed outlines are given in Basic Bible Survey number 2 for the Gospels, Acts, and Epistles. Due to the special focus of the Harvest Time International Institute, the Institute emphasizes that Jesus taught what Jesus taught and the results of his teachings, and they were put into action in the early church. The outlines in this course summarize only the general content of each book of the Bible. So when you complete this general survey, you should go back and study each book in more detail. These outlines are only a starting point for you to develop a more detailed notes of each book of the Bible. And to do this, you must know how to create a proper outline. So that's why we're going to deal with outlining here. So an outline is a method of organizing study notes, and it puts information in a summary form for you to use in future ministry and study. And an outline helps you to hear with your ear and receive in your heart. The Word of God in Ezekiel 3:10 says that. And an outline centers on a selected subject. This subject becomes the title of the outline. We've used the names of the Bible books as outline titles in this course because they are the subjects of study. The main points in the outline tell something about the subject, and there are also subpoints which tell something about the main points. The prefix sub means to relate or to tell something about the main point. They provide more detailed information about the main points, and there are many ways to outline. So we have selected one which uses special numbers called Roman numerals for the main points. So if you're not familiar with Roman numerals, a list is provided in the further study section of this chapter. So subpoints on the outline are shown in capital letters of the alphabet, and if there are any further points under these, they are shown in regular numbers. So if you look here, you'll see an example of this. So the study is an example of an outline. So you put the title there, and then you have the Roman numeral for 1, which is used as the first point. Then we have a capital letter A. So this is the capital letter used for the subpoint related to the main point. If there's a further subpoint relating to it, it will be marked with the number 1, as you can see below. And if there are any other points related to the subpoint of A, then it continues to place them in the numerical order of 1, 2, 3, and so on. Then B, the main point. So I may have several subpoints, but if so, I continue down through the alphabet using capital letters in order. So which one of these should relate to the main point? And then we have, to present another main point, we use the next Roman numeral, which in this case would be the Roman numeral 2. Subpoints follow in the same pattern as given in the other lesson for, you see, the capital letter A. So expanding outlines. An example of how you can expand the general outlines given in this course, we've selected Romans 12, 1 through 2. So first off, you go ahead and read the verses. So it says here in Romans 12, 1 through 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So if you look below here in your book, you'll see the outline develop from the verses. So first off, we gave it a title, it's Steps for Finding God's Will. Number 1, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And how is that? First is A, holy, and B, acceptable unto God. Then the second point is be not conformed to this world. And point number A is be transformed. And Sub-point is we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then point number three, these steps will help us prove or find the will of God, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. So you can see how this outline clearly summarizes the steps of God's will given in Romans 12, 1 through 2. So you'll never complete your outline study of God's Word. The Holy Spirit will constantly give you new understanding about the Word, which you'll want to add to your outlines. So that completes this lesson. Go ahead and do your self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.